Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so thankful that you're with me today, just praying that you're being blessed by the Word of God. We just take this time to pull apart, to listen, to study the Word of God together, knowing that God desires that we know Him, that we know His ways, that we know His Son Jesus, and what a delight it is to come to His Word every day and to be able to go to Him in prayer like we do at the beginning of every podcast. It's just a joy. So I want you to pray with me today. Agree with me in prayer as we ask the Lord to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless us as we study your word. We know that your word tells us that your Holy Spirit is the true teacher. And Lord, so we want to learn from you. Lord, we ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth, so that our ways, our attitudes, our actions, and our words will be pleasing to you. We bless you today, and we're just so grateful for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your scripture and your presence with us as we study it. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Head, Beginning, Firstborn, and Preeminence. Take it from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. As Paul the Apostle continued his description of Jesus in this letter to the Colossians, he wrote about his involvement with deliverance, redemption, creation, and pre-existence before all things. In chapter 1 and verse 18 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul continued his list by giving more examples of Jesus' attributes. We read, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." The verse begins, "And he is the head of the body, the church." Paul said Jesus is the head, which means supreme, chief, and prominent of the body, or a large or small number of men closely united in one society, a family, as it were, a social, ethical, or mystical body. The church, or an assembly of Christians gathered together for worship in a religious meeting, not only is Jesus over all creation and created things, but he's also over the church, the supreme and chief over all the church. The verse goes on to say, "Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead?" Paul adds two more traits of Jesus as he says he is the beginning, or the person or thing that commences, the first person, or the thing in a series, a leader, and that by which anything begins to be, the origin or the active cause. He also called Jesus the firstborn, which means first begotten from the dead, which refers to Jesus' resurrection. Jesus was the first and only person who raised himself from the grave, which showed his power, prominence, and superiority over even death itself. Finally, the verse says that in all things he might have the preeminence. Paul gives the reason Jesus is the head of the church, the beginning, and the firstborn from the dead. That in all things, that is, each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things and everything, that he might have the preeminence, or to be the first, to hold the first place. There's no one greater, more powerful, stronger or higher than Jesus Christ. And Paul made sure the church members in Colossae knew it to be so. When we consider Jesus, do we think of him in all his glory and preeminence? Do we remember his headship over the church and how he resurrected himself from the grave through his own power? Paul has reminded us that he did all these things to have the preeminence. Why then should we worry over the troubles and difficulties we face? If he is preeminent, then what circumstances enter our lives in which he is not more powerful? Maybe the next time we encounter something that seems to overwhelm us, we will remember that he is the head, the beginning, the firstborn, and preeminent over anything we will ever face in this life. Next time, Paul will write about the preferences God the Father has for Jesus. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.